Good. So I'm wondering if I could start first with maybe with Dennis. Where are you at, Dennis? Would you come up, Dennis Luttenringer? So I'm going to actually, the second mic isn't that I need two, but the second one is so I can periodically ask questions, all right? So here we go. One more thing before you get there. Keep the mic about like I have it, right to your about to your chin.
Oh, okay. How's that? Last Sunday night evening service, Pastor BB had a healing service here. And wow. I thought about coming up, and then I prayed about it, and then Lynn grabbed me and said, "She's coming up, getting prayed for." So, okay. So we came up, and she told Pastor BB that she'd been having trouble with her her ligaments in her arm. She wasn't able to completely close. She wasn't completely, pardon me? Oh, thank you. She wasn't able to completely close her hand. It was the tendon. She had tendonitis. It was, yeah. And Pastor Vivi said, "Okay, Dennis, I want you as the husband to lay hands on her." And Pastor Vivi laid hands on her, and we prayed for her. And just immediately, it was loosened. And she would be here today, but she got a sore throat, and she didn't want to come share her bugs with you guys today. So, but I asked her, "How you feeling?" And she held up her hand and went like this. So, it's God healed her, and the interesting part was that while I was laying hands on her with Pastor Beebe, I just took a big, great, I felt something. A big rush of air into my lungs, and something pulled me, like straightened up my back. And my neuropathy is being healed right now. It's whatever it was that was doing that to me. I was tested, and they couldn't find anything wrong in my nerves. It's supposed to be in your nerves, you know, your lower nerves out of your spine. They never found anything wrong. And whatever it was that was doing that to me, I feel it. It's not there anymore. So yesterday I picked up an 8-foot trailer by the tongue, and I walked all over the yard with it. I'd done all kinds of crazy stuff, so I feel good. And I'm not falling down. My balance is good. And I think there's more to come. I think he's going to continue doing it, because, you know, that liar tries to come and say, "Yeah, that didn't work." Anyway, I just give glory to God. And I thank him for what he's done. And his faithfulness is just matchless. Most of the good things that have happened to me in my life have been the result of a sickness or a crisis, and God comes and just fixes it somehow. So, anyway, I don't have to read it. It's Psalm 103, and it talks about the Lord. David is praising the Lord for forgiving all his sins, and he heals all his diseases. And he redeems his soul from the pit. And the Lord, we had a little conversation about that. He showed me that, you know, the healing is right in the middle of those two salvations. You know, it's part of your benefits package, okay? The Lord wants to heal you. It's important to him. So step out in faith. That's all I can tell you. All right. Amen.
Thank you.
Danielle, you're here. Come up here. How How am I doing? Is this loud enough up there? All right. The Lord really did a work for you last week, Danielle. Are you still feeling that work?
I am.
That is amazing.
7 days.
7 days. Praise God. Keep that mic real close and tell us about it.
Okay, so probably going back about a year, I've had an increase in migraines, and I've had probably anywhere from 3 to 5 every week. And then through all of October, I didn't have a day that I wasn't in pain and didn't have a migraine. If I didn't have a severe migraine, I just had a constant pain. And I was they were so bad that I was throwing up and dizzy and just, I was exhausted. And had several people here praying for me. And I was getting some relief from that. And then I heard about Pastor Beebe coming, and then Pastor talked about fasting and praying. So I really sensed that the Lord wanted me to spend the week fasting and praying. And that's what I did. The night before Sunday, Charlie and I went out to try to celebrate our anniversary, went to dinner, and I was really struggling because my head was hurting and the restaurant was loud, and we get home and Oliver is up in my bed and he's complaining about a headache and he's crying and he's got his head wrapped in my heating pad and I tend to him, and I come back down, and I tell Aiden, I'm like, oh, I'm probably not going to be able to go to church, and I've been really looking forward to coming to church because I'm believing that the Lord is going to take these headaches from me. And he said, well, I'm going to stay at home if he can't so that you can go to church. So that whole night, I was up off and on with Oliver with his headaches and my headache, and the next morning when I woke up, I asked Oliver how he was feeling, and he said, I'm a little better, but my head still hurts. When I opened my eyes, I was super nauseous, and to the point of where I was like, I don't think I can actually go to church because I feel like I'm going to throw up. And I just laid there for a while, and I kept pushing through it because I was like, I have got to go there. I've got to be there today. We get here and listen to Pastor Beebe, and he's talking about headaches and migraines and thyroid and autoimmune, which is all the things I deal with. And he asks if there's anybody here that has a headache or a migraine, and I kind of decide that maybe I don't want to come up here. Because I thought maybe he was going to call us all up here, and I didn't want to be up here by myself. And I just feel the Holy Spirit saying, really? Like, you have been praying and fasting all week. You're not going to go up there. And then Pastor Beebe calls again, and I'm like, I'm doing this because I know that he has this. No matter the outcome, I'm going to go up there and step out in faith and trust that he's going to take this pain from me. And that's exactly what he did. The other thing, I didn't pray about being super nauseous because I was still very nauseous. And it wasn't until after we got done praying for everybody up here that it dawned on me that my stomach was not bothering me at all. Like, he totally took that from me as well. So, yeah.
So you have been 7 days from last week to this week.
Yes. I haven't had any headaches, and my mind has felt clearer. I've been able to get through homeschool lessons, and catch up on things that I've just been really struggling with. I haven't. It's been really difficult to even do, to even be in the Word or work through my studies or any of that stuff because my brain has just hurt so much. But So I'm getting back to all of that. And
so aren't you glad that you obeyed the Holy Spirit to come up here?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I would just encourage everybody else to, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to step out in faith and fear creeps in. But if we don't, we could miss an opportunity.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Did Oliver want to say anything?
I think so.
Oliver, are you here? Come up here. I don't know if you watched the healing in the healing areas last week at the altar in different places. If you weren't kind of looking downward, you probably wouldn't have seen Oliver because he was up here. And Oliver, I love you. You are so amazing. What did the Lord do for you at these altar? Speak right into your mama's mic.
So I was having throat problems and back problems and some headaches, and Pastor Beebe, he prayed over me, and he said, "Does anything really hurt?" And I was like, "No." And then I was really happy because the night before, my headache was really bad, and my older brother was babysitting me, and I was sitting up there, and then when I woke up, nothing was really hurting, and I was really happy. But then, like,
thank you so much. Thanks for coming. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful testimony? Yeah. Bryce, come up here. This is Bryce Yearout. Did you know that? Get over here. Get over here. Yeah, boy, I tell you. Sunday night, the Lord began to really, really move upon Bryce and also began to move upon the teenagers to pray for Bryce. And I'm sure that Brother Beebe was also praying for him at different times too. But there were several times I looked over to this area, and Bryce was about as far underneath the altar as you could get on the floor, and he was just kind of almost in a fetal position. And I just felt, the Lord's really doing something to this guy. So, all right, I'm going to ask you this question. You begin to fill in the blanks, and if you need me to ask more, I will. But tell us what happened to you Sunday. I'll put the mic really close so everybody can hear you.
So I was sitting up in the front row, and Haley told me if I went up to the altar, I would get healed. So I went up there. First we prayed for Brant, and then after we prayed for him, they started praying for me. And then I don't know how long it was, but after a while, Matthew asked me how my hearing was. I said it was about a 7. Then we prayed again. Then it was a 9 after that. And a while later, he asked me again. I said, I don't know. So they had me stand over by that wall. And eventually, Lane made it all the way over there, whispering, and I could hear him. And then they had me stand up over there, and Lane was all the way in the back, whispering, and I could hear him.
Thank you. So now all I know is the Year Out Brothers, they can't whisper anymore because Bryce can hear them. And he'll be after them, you know what I mean? So let's just look at all week. When you say a 7 or 6, and then you say a 9, and what he's telling you is that was the level of his ability to hear. And then all of a sudden, when he starts to tell us it was a 10, in other words, he's completely hearing. That is amazing. So what else, anything in there happened that it was amazing to you personally?
I don't know.
All right, it's all right. Sometimes I don't know either. Have you all week, have you felt like the Lord, the touch that he gave you Sunday has been with you all week?
Yeah.
And what is it, can you tell, is it really different to be able to hear, like say, like your eyes are 20/20? I don't know if ears are 20/20 or not, but is it amazing to hear like you're hearing now?
Yes.
Amen. Isn't that amazing? And that happened on Sunday night, and I remember in the back, some whispering trying to go on, and got a brain fade.
Bryce.
Is that what your name is? Yes. And Bryce is sitting up here on the altar, and some back there, and they're just, and then Bryce would like look up. He could hear clear across this auditorium. And isn't that amazing? And so the Lord is so wonderful. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you. Give the Lord a great hand, would you please? Thank you. Brant, you told Pastor you wanted to say, you're willing to say something, are you? Then come up here. Now you might think, what is this, having kids? Did you ever hear Jesus say, suffer the little children and let them come to me? Come up here on this row right here. One more. See, you're as tall as I am, finally. Something amazing happened to Brant. Let me ask this question first of all. Tell everybody what was kind of happening to you, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. So I've had a wandering eye for my whole entire life. Then I heard we were going to come to the healing service in the evening, and I was getting happy because I knew I was going to get healed.
Did you follow that? He's had a wandering eye. In other words, an eye that just moves this direction, I assume, and back. Katie, I think that's right. And he wanted to come. What are you doing? Get over here. And he wanted to come to the healing service. Think about that. How many times do we not even want to go to church? And here this guy wants to go to the healing service. So tell us then what happened at the healing service.
My wandering eye got healed after praying for like 5 minutes or 10.
Okay. Really? So it was healed completely? Is that amazing? How about all week? Have you felt like you've been healed?
Yes.
Now, is that amazing or what? I love you. Thank you. Wow. Wow, doesn't that make you want to come to another healing service? Here's what's amazing is that Daryl and Sherry Beebe, originally they told me before they ever got here, they wanted to put a deposit in us to where we could pray for our own people, for people who needed healing. We don't have to have them come. And I'm just telling you, folks, we can pray, and God can heal us. We should not doubt that. And when Mark wrote 5 signs that follow them that believe, one of the most powerful signs is we will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Amen. Isn't that true? Yeah. So don't doubt. Believe how good God is. Miss Kay, come up here. This didn't happen with Miss Kay in the healing service, but we were in, was it the prayer room? A week or two ago in the prayer room, and she's telling this. And I thought this was pretty amazing, and I wanted you to hear this. I'll hold the mic, though. Well, it's only because they're heavy.
You don't want me to hurt myself. First, I want to say I am so proud of these kids.
Yeah.
I've known most of them since they were little. And it does a children's pastor's heart good to see them walking in faith, getting healed, getting saved. I was, since I've had COVID in 2019, I think, spent a few weeks in the hospital. I've had COPD. Some of you know what that is. It's a chronic pulmonary disorder or whatever, disease, which there isn't really a cure for outside of God. Well, I have to have a CT scan every year, and I went in just a couple weeks ago, and I was praying before that. I didn't tell anybody. I just, Lord, this is in your hands. I've asked you to before, just show me. And I know he answers my prayers. I know that. But Lord, please answer this prayer. So a few days later, I got a call, a message from the doctor's nurse, and said, there is no sign of the COPD. It's gone. Yes. Yes, definitely. We serve a big God.
Yes, we do.
And he wants to answer our prayers. And he wants to have a relationship with us. So go all in.
I did not realize that with COPD that man hasn't figured out a way through Big Pharma or something to heal this. And when Miss Case said that in the prayer room, it just kind of didn't knock me off my chair, but it really stunned me. And so I told her, I said, I want you to tell us what God has done for you. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? I don't think so.
No.
Thank you, Miss Kay. Praise God. Well, Francie, were you going to come up or do you not? Were you? Come up, please. Good morning. Good to see you. Tell us when you came to the prayer or to our meeting last week for healing, what did you know in your heart you really needed?
When you first announced that the babies were coming to do healing, I even told Penny, I says, I'm going up. Because I knew I had dealing with what I had, which was I called motion, because the floors would always move. And I dealt with it for over 15 years. So it was not only the floors, but it would be outside the grounds. So whatever, the only time it stopped is when I was sitting down or laying down. Otherwise, it was always moving. It was like if you were on a dock and a boat goes by and the dock starts moving. That's what I dealt with. And so when you said that, I was like, wow. So that whole week, I was like excited. Because I knew I was going to go up and get healed. And so I just, so that day when I drove here and I thought, I was just so happy because I knew this was the day I was going to get healed. I truly did. And so it was, in fact, after it was done, I kept stopping to see, is the floor moving, and it wasn't. It was never the walls or ceilings, it was always the floor. And so I was kind of like, wow. So, and I live in a log home, and so at home I used to crash into logs all the time. So it was good to walk past a log and not crash into it. So yes, I was truly blessed.
So I know you drive home and you're by yourself. When you got home, was it that whole time after church, going home, did you sense that the Lord had healed you here in this service?
I did. I kind of, well, I was praising all the way home. I was like, oh, I knew he healed me. Yeah. But I was just, when I got home, that's why I kept testing. When I left here, I felt some tingling in my feet a little bit. And then by the time I got to the door, it had stopped. And I just, in fact, I walked out to my car and I thought, I didn't think nothing of it. And I walked out the car and I went, wait a minute. The concrete wasn't even moving. And I got to my car. So, yeah, it was awesome.
That is wonderful. Isn't that a great testimony? Thank you, Francie. Bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I've often wondered what would happen, not just in our own country, but in the world, if something in a medical sense, men could not practice medicine, or if it couldn't be used, or if something had happened. We have a healer, and we serve him. In the atonement, he has not only through his blood forgiven our sins and covered our sins, but he is also, by the stripes on his back, he has provided for us a marvelous way to be healed. And you shall be healed. Amen? I would be remiss if I just laid my mic down and said, well, let's go on to something else. I really think we should allow the Lord to continue. Now, I think there's probably several of us, maybe a number of us, that just would love for the Lord to touch an area of our life that we have need of today. And so I think we're family. We know, most of us know each other really well. And we can do exactly as we saw demonstrated last week. We can lay hands upon. We can ask for the Lord in Jesus' name to heal and believe that he can do it right here in this service today. All right? So if we can pray for you and pray for you, any need that's in that whole spectrum of physical or emotional or psychological, etc., if we can pray for you, I want you to stand up right now. Don't be afraid to. Just stand right where you've been seated. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.